This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some wicked weather. It is the winter time, folks, but some of this sleet that's coming down and the ice, I think most people agree, of everything you can get hit with as far as the winter is concerned, sleet and freezing rain, and there is a difference, and then the ice that remains is never a good thing for the roads. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this ship as we veer in a couple of different directions. And it is, once again, so much of the weather, because what are we talking about always? And it is what's happening when it comes to in our backyards, what's happening when it comes to the weather. And we just had Groundhog Day, so Punxsutawney Phil didn't give many of us good news. Seeing the shadow means 6 more weeks of winter weather as it all spills out through the spring. And, you know, certainly we know, depending on where you live, often it does extend what would normally be through the spring. But when you're in the south, you're not expecting that kind of weather, so it is more difficult. I feel like I'm in a movie because I am part of that area where the conversation is nothing but utility poles. What do you do when the ice is heavy? What do you do when it starts to snow on top of the ice? Where can you go for warming stations? And many of you have heard similar, I'm sure, bulletins, et cetera, on what is it you need to do. Because there's 100 million of us in the path of this winter storm that's blasting the central U.S. with snow and parts of the south. And as I said, it's the ice that we do not like. So if you were flying, you might not be flying. Airlines have canceled close to 4,000 flights altogether, at least just for Wednesday. Over 1,700 flights is the latest that I have. Governors urging people to stay off the roads. Schools definitely closed. Campuses closed. Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, all in the path of the storm, all part of this whole thing. Wednesday through really Friday. And lots and lots of closures. Oklahoma also in the middle of that. And it's the constant drumbeat of the same message. Stay off the roads. But here's the problem. If you are somebody who works in an office, works in a vital position, or works in a job where you need to be there, which in Dallas especially, it is an area where lots of people work in offices. It's one of the biggest reopenings and throughout the pandemic where there was lots of traffic because people were going to offices. You can't really avoid that unless there's a way to work remotely. And for a lot of people, that's just not a possibility. Now, Illinois, I talked to someone today in Illinois. They just got hammered in Lewiston. They had 14.5 inches of snow. In northeastern Missouri, Hannibal, that's a cool place, Hannibal, 11.5 inches. So, and then 22 inches outside of Colorado Springs. In Detroit, shoppers had bags and bags of groceries stocking their kitchens like they were going to be Nanook of the North and be locked down for months. I ran by the grocery store today just to grab the puppy something and a couple of other things for the hubs, and I have to say I have not ever in my life seen anything like it. I mean, giant grocery store, most of the meats picked over, a lot of the vegetables, kind of the same thing. The lines massively long of people checking out with lots and lots and lots of groceries. On a really serious note, the thing to be prepared for, I think, always is power outages, right? Power outages, and what do you do if that happens? Do you have a go bag? Do you have a place that you can go to if it continues and it's not just like a rolling power outage? If that happens, like a blackout. In fact, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, is defending the state's readiness in Texas after a year, almost to the day, of a catastrophic freeze that buckled our power grid, and everybody in the U.S. was concerned about that and looking at one of the worst blackouts in U.S. history. But fingers crossed for the people in Texas that does not happen again. But it is disruptive, and we definitely know that people will be in those situations. It's just a fact of life when you get that sleet and that ice, especially, and depending on where the power lines are and trees and whatnot, it can be a mess. So we keep coming back to the same thing. A couple of quick things just to be prepared, right? You just know you got to have one of those bags that you have a few things in it. You have to have some flashlights. You just got to be ready. Boom. What happens? What happens when, I call it, the music stops? Like the everyday rhythm of our life, boom, you're in a jam. Do you have something that you can go to, someplace you can go to? That's my best advice. My best advice. All right. Kind of doing that in and out thing in what people are, you know, talking about, which, by the way, in this hour, you know, we're seeing the Olympics starting up. We're going to go to the man cave. We have a mic drop coming up, too, in this hour. But the thing that also people are talking about, and maybe this is because of, you know, it's CNN and it's a cable mess nightmare, because you have a guy who had a lot of news power named Jeff Zucker. He was the CNN president and he resigned. It was like, poof, resigned. You could see the shocked faces, because I'm one of those people, since I'm a news junkie, a news sports info junkie, flipping around, and you could see the shocked look on the anchor's faces saying that we have breaking news and it's our network, because it was like he just went to lunch and he never came back again. He resigned because he was having a relationship with a colleague. He was divorced. She was divorced for a long time. They were close friends, and during COVID, they became closer. So he was running the news network, and she was an executive with the news network, because there was an investigation into Chris Cuomo, who used to host a show, as you all know, on CNN. You know what happened with his brother, who was the governor of New York. Because of that, he decided that he needed to walk away, because he didn't disclose a consensual relationship with a close colleague, because this is part of what they were supposed to do. That was part of the culture, part of what you signed when you signed a contract. He did not do that. Also, let's face it, CNN has had terrible ratings, declining ratings, and now they're in the streaming wars with everybody else, and it's all about that subscription service and how many people you can get to sign up. So Zucker is out. We're out too. See you on the flip side.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. In the world according to COVID, as we've been grappling with this for almost 3 years, more countries are opening up. In other words, the restrictions are lifting. New Zealand, that's about to happen. We've had plenty of New Zealanders on this show in our author's corner. But in the United States, while there is still that battle over restrictions, other nations like Italy, France, the Netherlands, they're relaxing limits. So kind of bit by bit, we're seeing the easing of mandates and the striving, I think, for something that's a little bit more normal, whatever that is, because we're still riding the Omicron wave, but it might have passed its peak. So that means it's the signal to open things up, right? Worldwide, over the past 10 weeks, 90 million cases. Right? 90 million cases. Wow. New cases for the week of January 24th through the 30th, similar to the level of a previous week. The number of new deaths increased 9% to more than 59,000. But that's that lag with reporting infection and death. That's what you would get. And that's what we've gotten from the World Health Organization and from Johns Hopkins numbers. So the pullback in restrictions are in Europe for many of the world's epicenter of the pandemic, as well in South Africa, where that first came, the Omicron wave. In Britain and the U.S., the COVID-19 cases skyrocketed at first, but now they're coming down rapidly. But we have kind of a hodgepodge of bizarre responses. So, like, for example, the city of Denver is ending requirements for proof of vaccination and mask rules for businesses and public spaces while keeping them, though, for public transportation and schools. New York's governor planning in the next week to review whether to keep the state's mask mandate when cases and hospitalizations have fallen in what was an early Omicron hotspot. New York is averaging 4,200 cases a day, but compare that with 41,000 during the first week of January. Big difference, right? Do the math. So the trajectory that we're on, it's definitely dropping rapidly. So you have England, France, Ireland, I already mentioned the Netherlands, a lot of other Nordic countries. They're taking those steps to end or flat out loosen restrictions. And this is happening at a time, I think, when people are so weary, tired, and sick of it all and want to just move on to something, want to be able to just go, want to be able to just do, and that's it. That's it. You know, it's about, you just want to do. You just want to do life. And you don't want to have to try to go through the spider web of, well, wait, if here is what they're saying, and if I go here, this is what's being said, especially when it comes to places like schools. And if you have kids and there's a pullback and then there's not a pullback and then there's a conversation about everything in between, I get it. It's about your health, right? It's about the information that's out there, but there's so much disinformation. And look, you have to process it for yourself. You know, anybody behind a microphone or anybody standing on a stage, politician-wise, telling you what to do, you got to process that for you. And hopefully you think of your fellow man. I mean, that's one thing about the pandemic. It's really kind of makes you look around and think about what are people doing in your corner of the world to lift everybody else up and hopefully not get them sick. More than 370 million cases and over 5.6 million deaths have been linked to COVID-19 worldwide. The good news is Omicron absolutely starting to loosen that grip in so many other places. And let's not get another crazy variant that's more like a Delta. Because it's more like a Delta, then that's a whole different thing. I mentioned New Zealand, so they're going to ease their strict border controls. They were very strict. They're going to free vaccinating New Zealanders from having to stay in quarantine hotels run by the military. That's pretty intense. But the unvaccinated still has to quarantine, and most foreigners will still have to wait until October to visit quarantine-free. Now, ahead of the Beijing Olympics, China is sticking to its zero COVID policy, strict lockdowns, quarantines, when any cases are detected, mandating masks on public transportation, requiring people to show green status on a health app to enter most restaurants and stores. I think that's not a surprise based on what they've been doing the whole time anyway. So that's where we're at in the world and in the U.S. Russia. We're back to that again in a different sense, and it's about the Ukraine. So the Ukraine is urging the EU and the U.S. to detail a sanction plan for the Kremlin because a threat is a threat, but it's nothing specific. We'll come after you if you invade. If you move those tanks across the border, we will throw sanctions at you. But is that threatening to Putin? Right? I mean, what is it that hangs over their head? I have to say, I agree with the Ukrainian foreign minister. It has to be known. What is the severity of the sanctions? What are the specifics of what it would mean? When you say stiff sanctions, what are the stiff sanctions? If the Russians invade the Ukraine, financial services, would it be that? Would it be something with technology, the exports to Russia? There have been conversations about that, but that's not laid out that way. So what does it mean for Russia? What do they lose if they decide to go and cross over that Ukrainian border and try to snatch it up for themselves, especially, right? Now, Putin, he thinks and has made it clear that he thinks the U.S. is trying to draw Russia into a war. Putin said the U.S. is seeking a military confrontation to use as justification for more sanctions on Russia. The Ukrainian president, who I mentioned, warned that an invasion would not be a war between the Ukraine and Russia. It would be a war in Europe, a full-scale one. Putin said just a day ago that Russia remained open for more talks with the West on easing the tensions over the Ukraine. The Kremlin has demanded guarantees that NATO won't expand to the Ukraine, won't deploy weapons near the Russian border, and won't roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. Our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, tweeted Tuesday that the U.S. was committed to preventing a conflict that is in no one's interest. Again, you have to read between the lines. All right, what are the sanctions? What does that mean? What does that mean? We still go back to that big fat number, 100,000 troops. How would you like that if you had that in your backyard? If you knew not too far away, that's what you were staring at. It's been a long time since we've had that on our soil here in the U.S. But in the Ukraine, that's what they're looking at on that border. 100,000 troops. I think Russia makes a move. I do. I think Russia makes a move. But who flinches first? I would be so surprised if there's a pullback. I mean, they have to be negotiating something. They have to have things that they want. And, of course, the big thing is the NATO deal and not letting the Ukraine jump in and some other countries right there in the belly of the beast, so to speak, in Russia's backyard. I don't believe that that's going to happen, though, that that's going to be part of that negotiation. It is fascinating to watch. I mean, this is strategy at its best or worst, depending on how it all ends up. For Russia, for the United States, for Europe, and most importantly, for the people in the Ukraine. We're headed to the man cave. We do have the Olympics. And oh yeah, that big Super Bowl game thing coming up in a couple of weeks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways about Lujan's health. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analyst expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of L.A. police officers turned out Wednesday to mourn Fernando Arroyos. He died on January 10th after being attacked by a group of suspected gang members in an alleged gunpoint robbery while house hunting with his girlfriend. LAPD Lieutenant Rex Ingram, Arroyos's watch commander, slammed California's woke narrative while he eulogized his friend.
You shared with me your worries over the anti-police climate, the refusal to hold criminals accountable, and a woke narrative that only seemed to make things worse, not better. But despite those concerns, Fernando, you always carried on. Fernando, it is my promise to you that I will continue to wear my badge proudly and continue to protect and serve you in your honor.
Ingram described the slain officer as a bright, shining star of hope. Much of the Midwest is still digging out Wednesday night after a winter storm dumped a foot of snow in some places, closed schools, and made travel treacherous. The snow is expected to continue into Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Right around the corner. In fact, if you tune in on various stations like USA Network is carrying some of it, there's some training runs, downhill runs. It was fascinating to watch that because it's man-made snow, and apparently the skiers really like it. The downhillers say it's terrific because of the way it lies and how fast they soar, of course, on the downhill. That's what they're looking for. So you're not getting any of those powdery spots whatsoever. Who knew? The opening ceremony of the 2022 Winter Olympics takes place on Friday, February 4th at National Stadium. We know it as the Bird's Nest, if you remember from Summer Olympics back in 2008. But this is the winter game, so the Bird's Nest doesn't host any sporting competitions because it's winter. However, what's really interesting is we have this competition starting a couple days earlier, the round robin stage of mixed doubles curling on the second, which is happening. The other things like the training runs and whatnot. You know, I look at what the U.S. will bear as far as medals, and there are some exciting athletes to watch. And one of them actually two of them, speed skater Brittany Bowe and curler John Schuster, are the United States flag bearers for the opening ceremony. And that's what happens. You select two flag bearers, one woman and one man. At least that's what the National Olympic Committee was able to do. So then you look at, you know, what happens when they actually compete. And Brittany Bowe is exciting to watch. She has a chance to medal. John Schuster also has a very good chance to medal as well. So we'll see coverage for weeks on end of the Olympics. We'll give you the medal counts and all of that good stuff. And I'll tell you what, my money is on Mikaela Shiffrin. She has so many events that she's going to be entered in, and she has a great chance to clean up. She's one of the winningest alpine skiers in history. She made her Olympic debut in Sochi in 2014. She won gold in the slalom. 4 years later, in Pyeongchang, she won gold in the giant slalom and took silver in the combined. She's going for all five individual events this time in Beijing. And she's in great form. She leads the World Cup standings. So I like her chances. There's somebody else to watch, too. Snowboarder Jamie Anderson from South Lake Tahoe, California. She is one of six members of Team USA who has won three medals. She won back-to-back golds in slope style, and 4 years ago in Pyeongchang, she took home the silver in big air, right? So very, very fun, I think, to watch. And you think of slope style gold. If that happens, if she defends that, she'll equal the three-peat of Bonnie Blair, who won the 500-meter speed skating race at three consecutive Olympics, which was amazing, 88 and 92 and 94. So if she does that, if Anderson does that, then again, she's right there with Bonnie Blair. So there's some fun stories to watch, and I think lots and lots of athletes who have a great chance to ooh and ahs. And of course, you know, Team USA, you got to cheer for them. How many medals will Team USA win? Gold medals, silver medals, and bronze medals. I always like it when people kind of poo-poo the bronze or the silver medal. It's like, wait a second, do you know what it takes to even make an Olympic team? Yeah, maybe you want to be first and you want to win the gold, but can you imagine what it would be like to win a silver medal in competition with the best of the best? I would have to say, you know, there still is something to winning a silver or even a bronze medal, and I think we're going to see the U.S. win a lot of those. All right, we are in the man cave, after all. So besides the Olympics, wow, there is a lot brewing. There's still conversation about Tom Brady because he just announced the other day that he's retiring. Bill Belichick, who coached him forever and ever, said he's the best player in NFL history. Doesn't mean that Belichick is going to be introducing him in Canton, Ohio, when he for sure is a first-time Hall of Famer to get into the NFL Hall of Fame. But he paid him big compliments on Wednesday, a day after Brady announced he was retiring. He said he's the ultimate competitor and winner. His humble beginnings in professional football ultimately ended with him becoming the best player in the NFL. And he went on and on to brag about him and say, and give him compliments, saying that he consistently performed at the highest level against competition that always made him the number one player to stop. And he said his pursuit of excellence was inspirational. He's professional on and off the field, carried himself with class, integrity, and kindness. That was nice. I thank Tom for his relentless pursuit of excellence and the positive impact on me and the New England Patriots for over 20 years. Absolutely. 20 years, right? And, you know, their relationship is always being examined. And by the way, Brady didn't mention his former coach in his official retirement announcement on Tuesday, or the Patriots owner Robert Kraft, or the team's fans. So we watch until he gets into the Hall of Fame, but there's some years for that to happen. And good for Tom Brady for making that announcement. I really, really thought he was going to just do one more year. If they had gone on to the Super Bowl, if they had gone through and gone on to the Super Bowl, I wonder if he, if that would have been the case or not. All right, this is a crazy story in the NFL. Not crazy because I don't think it happened, but it could really topple a few people. Former Cleveland Browns coach Hugh Jackson said on ESPN Sports Center on Wednesday that the team had a four-year plan that incentivized losing during the first 2 years, which led to his 1-31 record during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. He said that bonus money was available if certain measurables were met, such as aggregate rankings, being the youngest team and having so many draft picks. He said, I didn't understand what the plan was. I asked for clarity because they didn't talk about winning and losing until year 3 and 4. So that told you right there that something wasn't correct, but I still couldn't understand it until I had the team that I had. So he said he told Browns owner Jimmy Haslam that he wasn't interested in bonus money and wanted the money used to improve the team. He said he remembered candidly saying to Jimmy, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that. And he added that I do know that no head coach is going to survive if you lose a lot of games. So he appeared on SportsCenter after he and the head of his foundation implied on social media that he'd been paid to lose games during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. That's the incentive, lose games. Now, remember, you have a lawsuit that's going on that Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphins coach, has against three NFL teams, the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Giants, alleging discrimination in his interview processes, especially with Denver and New York, and his firing last month by Miami. In the lawsuit, he's opened up this Pandora's box. He alleges that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross attempted to incentivize him to purposely lose games shortly after he was hired in 2019, offering him $100,000 for every loss that season. Every loss that season. Hey, we want to hire you, but don't win too many games because we want better draft picks because we know this isn't the team. So I'm going to pay you $100,000. Again, these are the allegations. That's what he's saying. Wow, that's a substantial amount of money to tank games. It doesn't make you feel good as a fan, does it? Imagine you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins. Well, okay, and there have been allegations about that before. We need the draft picks. We're rebuilding, so let's just lose it, right? Let's just lose it. That's a huge amount of money, but not a huge amount of money for a guy who has the money who owns the team. So now you think about it. The Browns, if we go back to Jackson, the Browns went 1-15, then 0-16 the next season. So they got the number one draft pick back-to-back years. Cleveland drafted defensive end Myles Garrett in 2017, then quarterback Baker Mayfield in 2018. And then remember, Jackson was fired midway through the 2019 season. So here's the money to tank games so we get the big draft choices, but then you're going to have a losing record. And good luck trying to explain that away and be up for another job. All right, Washington, were they really up for the job of branding and renaming the team? They are now the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders. I don't know. Washington Generals, the Washington football team. I'm not completely on board with Commanders, but they don't care what I think. That is the new name of the Washington football team. Mic drop around the bend.
Feel like your
you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in.
Well, if you went into Central Park today and tomorrow, it would be cold and there'd be snow on the ground. There would also be an eye-catching gold cube worth $11.7 million sitting right there in the middle of Central Park. Now, there was security around it, so it'd be pretty tough to lift, 410 pounds. But it showed up at 5 in the morning. What the heck? What is this gold cube worth almost $12 million doing in the middle of Central Park? Nicholas Castillas, the Castilla cube, made from 24 carat 99.9 gold, is just on display. Why is it there, this weird cube? you might be surprised to find out. I know it would freak me out if I was running or walking the dog gingerly because it was snowy and icy, and I saw this gold cube, and then, of course, the guards would suddenly pop up. They weren't just easy to spot, though. They were kind of hidden. But this German artist is launching a cryptocurrency deal, and that's what this is about. That's about the launch of cryptocurrency. So, as I said, 24-karat gold, and it's a conceptual deal. Socle du monde, base of the world, sculpture for our time, wheeled out and plopped on the grounds in Central Park. It's not for sale, because maybe somebody listening to the show wanted to buy it, just based on what I've just told you. So, no, it's not for sale, and it is apparently all about the imagery of maybe what you can attain with cryptocurrency. And those commercials, isn't it Matt Damon that says, fortune favors the brave, meaning invest in cryptocurrency. You'd be very brave to get your friends and try to even get close to that thing. But I guess the idea was to create something that's beyond our world and is intangible, and that's the deal with cryptocurrency, I think, for so many people. So it kind of makes sense. The Castilla coin is traded as cast, and it's available for purchase online at an initial price of 0.44 cents each. Really, 0.44. And it's accompanying a NFT auction scheduled for the 21st of February. So to confuse anyone who barely knows what cryptocurrency is, or do you know what a non-fungible token is? Well, that's thrown into the middle of this too as well. So just a couple of quick interesting things, because it is really cool. Whatever your search engine is, you can put it in Gold Cube Central Park and check it out. I think it's kind of wild, actually. It was cast at a foundry in Switzerland. It required a special handmade kiln in order to withstand the sheer size, of course, and the volume of the gold, the extreme temperatures to try to melt that, reaching up to, I guess, 1,100 degrees Celsius. The cube is 1.5 feet on all sides, has a wall thickness of about 1/4 inch. So how about that? I don't know. Interesting. I mean, interesting, again, the worth of it and what it was that he put together. So was he trying to make a statement? Certainly you heard the mic drop there. I think he was obviously trying to make a statement. And it's just funny. It's just a piece of bling in Central Park, right, after all. Will more people be intrigued and find out more about this cryptocurrency? I mean, this is the thing. Are you on the crypto bandwagon or not? Is it interesting enough to try to get to understand it? I think a lot of people want to know more about cryptocurrency, but wonder if they're going to get caught in the in-between. So, in other words, what's it really worth? I mean, there's even funny commercials mocking it, that if you're doing your taxes, you look at your cryptocurrency in your wallet and you are a millionaire, and then the next day you're not. And then 2 days later you're a millionaire, and the next day you're not. So how do you play that? What is the long play with cryptocurrency? We're going to do a week where each show, just for a couple of minutes, we talk to people in the know about crypto and get a different take on what does that all mean? And is it something you should even look twice at? I mean, you know, that's the thing. All right, this is a good follow-up as we're at the tail end of this first hour. You know, over and over again, even the other day I talked about this, what's happening with the problems with shipping and what we're seeing, what we're experiencing with the supply chain. And I was just reading something earlier in the day about the shipping giants and the fact that lots of people are starting to understand that they are raking in record-breaking profits because you have skyrocketing prices, of course, because you've got a crazy unprecedented port congestion all over the place. So when you see ocean carriers seeing profits more than triple over the last year, you have watchdog groups that are looking for those red flags. And they're looking at firms that up their prices substantially because of the surging demand. And you got a couple of freight companies, large freight companies, dominated mostly by a handful of them, right? And they're currently lobbying senators to reject a bipartisan House bill that aims to crack down on anti-competitive shipping practices, which carriers argue would only worsen the supply chain issues. Threaten us with the supply chain issues to be even worse? Are you kidding me? And you know they're going to make, of course they're going to make a profit because they're going to be able to pass it on to the customers. But is it completely gouging? Is it sky-high fees? I've talked to plenty of people that feel like that's exactly what it is. New contracts with carriers to transport goods are twice as expensive as they were in 2020 when the pandemic caused demand to drop off momentarily. And it's funny because I know three people that got shipping jobs because they have such demand. And they're making good money, and they're moving stuff from point A to point B, etc., because they got to have the people to process the paperwork side of it. So the U.S. is importing about three times as many goods as it sends out, three times as many as we send out, because we got clogged ports. Ships have to wait weeks to unload the shipments. There's never, ever, ever been so much demand for ocean carriers, right? Think of Maersk. How many times have I been somewhere where I've seen their giant ships? When I was in Savannah, when I was in Seattle, for example, and then the obvious places like Los Angeles or even Philadelphia once I saw one of their big ships. They expect to report $24 billion in 2021 earnings before taxes and depreciation, tripling what they got in 2020. And they're not alone. I mean, there are other big shipping companies, same thing. Roughly, in some cases, you know, nine times, eight times, whatever, somewhere in that same numerical sphere, let's put it that way. Consumer prices, well, we got it. It climbed 7% in 2021. That's the largest in four decades. That's statistics from the Labor Department, the data that they have, by the way, because of U.S., right, soaring U.S. inflation gets passed down to us. So shipping industry, you're sticking it to us. Just nine carriers control 80% of the global shipping market. Ooh, again, I'll say that. Do the math. Nine carriers control 80% of the global shipping market. We're shipping on out of here. Thanks to Nate the Great for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. And to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.